With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota has experienced a second earthquake in less than a month's time. A 3.1 magnitude quake shook an area north of Tyndall at about 9 o'clock Monday morning. Sarah Meyer was at home south of Scotland when she felt it.
It just shook. The floor shook, and then I have a light fixture that's one that hangs down kind of like a chandelier, and it shook. So it just kind of rattled.
Experts say the brief quake was not strong enough to cause damage. That's similar to the 3.2 magnitude earthquake that rattled the Bowdell area on December 9th. There are about 100 documented earthquakes in South Dakota history. The state averages about 2 earthquakes every 3 years. The state geologist says eastern South Dakota's crust is still rebounding from compression caused by the last ice age. He says jumps in that rebound are the cause of many South Dakota earthquakes. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is prioritizing the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines to those who speak Dakota and Lakota languages. Standing Rock Tribal Chairman Mike Faith says it's about keeping customs alive. The Standing Rock Reservation straddles the North Dakota and South Dakota border and is home to about 8,000 people, more than half of whom live in North Dakota. Faith says only about 300 people on the reservation are fluent in the language. Tribal Health Director Margaret Gates says the Lakota and Dakota speakers are, quote, the most important asset to our tribe and people because of the language. South Dakota students are showing fewer COVID cases as classes continue after the winter break. K-12 schools report 174 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus during the week of Christmas. That's a drop of 52 cases. 146 schools report at least one COVID infection. Schools have reported more than 9,600 total cases since classes started. Students make up roughly 75% of those cases. South Dakota colleges and universities report a total of 37 COVID infections from the last report. Colleges and universities had a total of 3,215 cases since August. South Dakota's remaining death row inmate is challenging his guilty plea and death sentence from 2001. He also claims several aspects of his 2011 sentencing trial were unconstitutional. Briley Piper has filed in federal court in Rapid City. Victoria Wicks has been covering Piper's case for years and reports on this newest appeal for SDPB.
Briley Piper is one of three men who murdered Chester Pogue in Higgins Gulch near Spearfish in March 2000. All of them, the victim and the offenders, were young men at the time, in their late teens or early 20s. Daryl Hoadley is serving life in the South Dakota Penitentiary, and Elijah Page was executed in 2007. Now Piper is 40 years old and still fighting to stay alive. In this latest appeal, Piper says his lawyers at his 2011 sentencing trial failed to adequately investigate witnesses and did not register objections necessary to preserve certain issues for appeal. Piper alleges that the Lawrence County State's Attorney targeted women on the jury panel for dismissal, violating Piper's equal protection rights. And he says a jailhouse snitch lied to jurors when he omitted the fact that he had been convicted of committing one first-degree rape and was facing charges of another. Piper says state's attorney John Fitzgerald failed to correct the lie, and Piper's own attorneys had not done sufficient research into the snitch's background to uncover the lies. Piper also claims that Fitzgerald violated suppression orders when he insinuated that Piper was bisexual and a sexual deviant, giving the jury the impression that the murder victim had been sexually assaulted when there has been no evidence to support it. This final death row inmate also resurrects issues previously appealed to the South Dakota Supreme Court. One of those appeals overturned his sentence, but not his guilty plea. Piper then made his case to a jury at a 2011 sentencing trial held in Rapid City. That jury imposed the death penalty that Piper now challenges. Piper is represented in this latest appeal by federal public defenders. No execution date has been set. Federal Judge Jeffrey Viken has stayed Piper's warrant of execution until further notice, and Piper will remain in prison as the appeal progresses. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.